There are all sorts of live film in concert. The old films, Casablanca, the Vertigo, all of the Hitchcock films. But the more contemporary films, Jurassic and E.T. and Star Wars and all of that, it is so beautiful to watch and to see it on the screen in a beautiful digital print with a 90-piece orchestra playing the score. People have told me, once you see it like that, you'll never want to see it any other way.
Richard Kaufman will be the guest conductor for the Dayton Philharmonic's upcoming Jurassic Park in Concert. I'm David Crean with Arts Focus.
I've always loved film music growing up in Los Angeles. My parents loved listening to Broadway and film music and films. And I started playing violin when I was 7, started listening to scores. And when I was learning violin, I would put film scores on and play along. And so combining that in a great educational system out here where film music was respected and, you know, a very balanced musical education.
Did you grow up in California?
I did. Born and raised in Los Angeles, surrounded by the entertainment community, as it were. My Pony League baseball coach was an actor named Burt Lancaster. In junior high school, Warner Brothers was about to do the film version of the musical The Music Man. And they came to the junior high schools in Southern California and said, send your best brass, percussion, and woodwind players to audition. We're putting together the band for the movie. And I'm a violinist, so I went to the teacher at school and I said, I really want to try this. I need to learn a brass instrument by this weekend when the auditions are. He said, well, you can't learn to play anything in that short a time. And I said, no, the studio orchestra plays the music. I just have to learn how to hold something. So he gave me a trombone and I ended up in Harold Hill's boys band at the Music Man in the movie.
How did you come to work with John Williams for the first time?
I was a studio violinist. And you start working for various contractors, the people who hire the musicians. I was doing a lot at Universal. And the movie Jaws was about to be scored. And I was hired to be in the orchestra. And I went up to John and I said, Mr. Williams, I just want you to know how much I really loved the music for Goodbye, Mr. Chips. I was probably the only person that ever said that to him. Then we talked and we became kind of friends. I ended up playing on a number of his films. So I ended up working with him. And then in later years, I did a lot of concerts with his music. On occasion, I'll go and do a concert with him. I'll do the first half, he'll do the second half. He always does a film night at the Boston Pops. I guess about 10 years ago, he couldn't travel. His back, something was going on. So I was asked to step into the shoes of the master.
What do you think, as someone who's worked with so many of his scores, what do you think makes them so effective and powerful?
So many things. First of all, he is a tremendous dramatist. The great composer Elmer Bernstein was once asked, what's the most important skill for a film composer to have? But he didn't say write great music. He said you have to, above all, be a great dramatist to be able to look at the screen and figure out what the music is supposed to do, where there should be music, where there shouldn't be music, the style and all of that. And then his orchestration. He's like an artist with a palette of a million colors and uses the instruments of the orchestra in an extraordinary way. He really knows the instruments. So it's never like, oh, why did they write this? It's almost impossible to play.
What are some of the unique challenges to conducting a concert like this where the music has to be synced up exactly with a film that's going on at the same time?
I have the score, the written score, in front of me, and I have a monitor that shows the picture. It shows streamers, yellow, red, green, white, which are cue points. Green to start the cue, white at certain points within the film, and they kind of move across the screen, you know, like this. And when they hit, that's where you need to be hitting that particular bar. It's trying to inspire the orchestra to have the emotion and to become a character musically so that you don't have all these dinosaurs on the screen and the music is kind of, you know, sort of being played. I mean, you really have to invest yourself into the energy, the emotion, the drama. But the synchronization, that's almost the easiest. You know, you make it fit. It's like a puzzle with this piece there. And of course, the orchestra has to respond immediately. It isn't that you give a downbeat and they come in a half a beat later. And then clarity. I mean, in the studio, you know, a lot of conductors in symphony, they're dancing around. But in the studios, it's all about clarity. Then it's up to the orchestra to be the musical actors.
Richard Kaufman is the guest conductor for the Dayton Philharmonic's upcoming Jurassic Park in Concert, January 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at daytonperformingarts.org. I'm David Crean. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.